with me, if you have your Bibles, to the book of 2 Kings for a moment. I want to go there. The sixth chapter. 2 Kings, the sixth chapter. Thank God for that rain, too. It's been raining about half the night, wasn't it? Amen. I was praying this morning. I was asking, Lord, which way you want me to go, Lord? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? You stay in the Word constantly, and you have you want God to speak to you about some things. It's very important that God will speak to the hearts of His people. Amen to God. And there's so many different things we could preach about and so many different places we could go. But this is what he led me to this morning, the sixth chapter of 2 Kings. Let's read there. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. It was too small of a place, too narrow of a place where they were living. It wasn't adequate for all of them. It was cramped and tight, limited. It was a limited environment, and they needed room. And so let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. They wanted him to go along with them. They wanted the man of God to go with them and probably guide them and direct them and lead them and show them how to build or how to go about it. They wanted his blessing on them. They wanted him to be with them in what they were doing in their endeavor. They didn't just want to take off by their own self. Amen. But they wanted him involved in it. And he answered and said, I will go. And so he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was falling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in there, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand, and he took it. Amen to God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your kindness and for your mercy. God, I ask for your precious anointing. I thank you for the service. God, I thank you for, Lord God, what we've already felt in your house, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I have felt your presence. I thank you, Lord, for the worship. I thank you, God, for touching us. I thank you for breathing upon us, Lord. I thank you, God, for allowing us, oh, Lord God, to be in your presence. There's none like unto you. You're worthy of all praise, of glory, and honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And the church says amen and amen and amen. So they were in a tight place, and they wanted to launch out, and they wanted to expand, and they needed room. And these were the sons of the prophets, and they wanted the great man of God, they wanted him to go with them in what they were doing. And they went on down, and they began to do the work. They began to cut down trees to build the place that they were going to stay at. And one man, axe head, slung off the axe. How many's ever had that happen to you? Amen. I've cut wood. I still heat with wood out there in my house. And amen. I've had the axe head come off the handle. You have to sit there sometimes and take the axe and hit it down on a piece of wood so that the axe will come back down upon the handle, and need to put some kind of a wedge in there and keep that. Yeah, there's things you have to do. They put a wedge in there. Amen. Some people put screws down in there, and there are different things. I've seen a fiberglass handle. Some people have done all kinds of different things to keep that axe head put down upon that handle. Amen. But this man was chopping down the tree, and he lost the head of the axe. His head flew off. The head of the axe flew off. And he lost the cutting edge is what happened. Amen to God. And if you're not careful, you can lose the cutting edge in your life too. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. This man had lost the cutting edge. Amen to God. I've been there in my life. Where you can lose your resolve if you're not careful. You can lose the cutting edge of your life. Amen. And the man cried out to the prophet of God and said, I've lost the cutting edge. I've lost the axe head. And the man of God said to him, whereabouts did you lose it at? And he took him and said, right here. And the place where he lost it at is the place where it was restored back unto him. The place where he lost it at is the place that he had to go right to. And that's the place where he found it back at again. Amen to God. The man of God took a branch of a tree and he threw it into the waters. And the Bible says, and the iron swam. It came to the surface. God caused that axe head to come back up into the place where he lost it at. Now I've thought about it. I've thought about losing the cutting edge. I've thought about losing the resolve. I've thought about, amen, I was thinking about how that the Bible talked about in the book of Joel, how that God is a God of restoration. Amen. And how that the book of Joel starts off, how it starts off talking about, Israel, and it talked about the place that they were in. If you turn to the book of Joel and you begin to read, and it talks about how that Israel had fallen in the spiritual state that they were in, and then it shows how that they declined and they went down into a place in their life. The country went from being the head down to being the tail. The Bible says, "I make you the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. I bring you up. You'll be the lenders, not the borrowers. I will bless you coming in and going out." Well, God had did that for Israel, but in the book of Joel, Israel had found themselves in a place to where they were no longer the head anymore. Amen. They were doing good to be the tail. They wasn't above. They were beneath. As a matter of fact, the enemy was all around about them. Amen. But God sat there and gave them a word of encouragement, and God told them, amen, all that the enemy has taken from you, what the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palm worm, and the locust have devoured from you, God says, I will give back unto you and I will restore. Come on, give God some praise in this house. Amen. Those insects, those different, amen, that caterpillar and palm worm and locust, those different ones devour different parts of a plant. Now, some of them debark the plant. Some of them eat the leaves off the plant. Some of them start on the roots of the tree. There's different parts of those insects that start on different parts of the plant, and they begin to devour. And they don't just stop at one part. The way that they debark the tree, some of them debark the tree, and some of them got on the roots of the tree, and some of them got on the leaves of the tree. When the enemy starts in on you, he won't quit. Amen. He just won't stop at a certain point, but he want to strip you till there's nothing left of you. Amen. But God sat there and gave Israel a promise. God sat there and gave them a word. When they found themselves in that predicament, God told them, God said, I will restore back into you the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palm worm, the locust, the enemy that has come in amongst you, God said, I will restore back unto you. Lord, have mercy. God is a God of restoration. Amen. With man, these things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. How many believe that? Give him some praise in this house, for he's worthy of praise and glory and honor. In Isaiah, the 41st chapter, there's a scripture. I love this scripture. God says, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to put some teeth in this thing. Amen. I'm going to make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. And thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. And thou shalt make the hills as chaff. And thou shalt fan them. And the wind shall carry them away. Amen to God. God says you might lose the cutting edge in your life. The axe handle might come off. Amen. You might be without a cutting edge in your life. But God says, amen, that I can restore back unto you. I can give you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Amen. I can sharpen your resolve. Amen. I can pick you up above the shadows. I can set your feet on a solid rock. Amen to God. I can restore back unto you. Amen to God. How many know God is a God of restoration? If you believe that, give him some praise. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. He goes on in Isaiah and he says, amen, when people are hungry and they're thirsty and they cry out to him, in Isaiah 41, this is 18, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. Amen, that takes care of the highs and the lows. God says, amen, I'm going to open up rivers in the high places. Amen, you might have rivers in the high places of your life. Amen to God, but there needs to be some fountains in the midst of the valleys also. Everybody don't live up on the mountaintop. Everybody don't live up on the high plains. Amen. Sometimes you find yourself down in the valleys of life. Amen. But thank God. God says, amen, I have fountains also in the valleys. Amen. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. And I will plant thee as in the wilderness the cedar trees, as the myrtle tree, or as the olive tree and the fir tree. These are all trees that are evergreen. Amen. Trees that are of the desert, that's evergreen. God says, amen to God, that when you're in the valley, I'll bring up springs of water. God says, if you find yourself in a dry, barren wilderness in the desert, God says, I'll make you like the cedar tree. I'll make you like the crepe myrtle or the olive oil tree or the fir tree or the pine or the box tree. Amen. I'll make you, no matter where you find yourself at, you'll be evergreen. Amen to God. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter if you're high or you're low, God says, amen to God, I'll put streams there for you. Amen. God says, I'll make you at a place, amen to God, that no matter what you're going through, I'll cause all things to work together for your good. How many know that God can do that? Hello, somebody. Amen to God. The Bible says that God calls all things to work together for good to them that love him and them that are thee called according to his purpose. Amen to God. If you love God and you get in God's purpose for your life, God will cause all things to work together for your good. God will turn everything around. You might be down today, but God's able to lift you up. Amen. God's able to raise you up. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Amen to God. I'm glad to know that I don't have to stay down. I don't have to stay out. Amen to God. One man said, but I've been born to lose. You need to be reborn to win. Amen to God. You might have been born to lose, but you can be reborn again. Amen to win. Praise God. Thank God for the new birth. Give him praise. Thank God for the new birth. Amen. Where old things pass away and behold, all things become new. Praise be unto God forevermore. Glory to God. I'm glad, amen to God, that God can make something new in your life. God can take you and, amen to God, he can cause his spirit to pass over you and he can bring a change about your life, amen to God, to where that old man has to die and a new man that's created in the image of him might live. Praise be unto God. Though this outward man perishes, the inward man is being renewed day by day. Thank God for restoration. Can you say amen? Glory to God. God is a God of restoration. Amen to God. And in Deuteronomy, you know, the 28th chapter through the 30th something chapter, it talks about the blessings and the curses. I know you've heard of those and you've read that many different times. God said, he told Israel when they were coming out of Egypt, going into the promised land, he divided them up and caused them to stand upon two mountaintops, amen, with a valley between them, amen, and he made them pronounce the blessings and he caused them to pronounce the curses. Amen. There's blessings in life and there are curses in life. Amen to God. There are both the blessings and the curses. And God called them to sit there and shout from the mountaintop. Amen. Back and forth to each other. Amen. God started off letting them know, amen to God, that there were curses in life. Amen. And then God said there's blessings in life. And then God comes back a second time and reminds them about the curses in life. You know why? Because it don't matter how much money you make. It don't matter, amen, how blessed you are, amen to God. If you have holes in your pocket, it don't matter how much you earn. If you put it in holes in your pocket, it'll run out faster than you can put it in there. Amen to God. How many know God? God teaches that principle, amen to God, that there needs to be a change to take place because it don't matter how much God blesses you, amen to God, if you're just going to pour it out. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. The blessings and the curses, and he says, the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Lord thy God has scattered thee. The Lord will gather thee, fetch thee, and bring thee to thy possessions. and do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And God says, I will circumcise your heart to love the Lord, and will put all these curses even upon your enemies. God can sit there. Amen. How many know he's greater than our heart, and he knows all things? Amen. The whole thing is, amen, that God can sit there. If you're having trouble, amen, with loving God, all you got to do is just tell him, God, because he already knows, I have trouble serving you, Lord. I'm having trouble, Lord God, loving you. I'm having trouble being faithful, God. How many know God can sit there and touch your heart, and God can cause you, amen, to love him and want to serve him and want to go to church and want to do the things of God. Amen. Lift up your hand and say, God, give me a new heart. Amen to God. He told Israel that, I'll give you a new heart and a new spirit. Amen to God. Amen. We need a new heart. We need a new spirit. Amen to God. We need a heart that wants to serve God. You know, for all the years I've been serving the Lord, I don't hardly ever miss going to church. I don't, amen, and sometimes I don't feel good, amen, but I still make myself get up and go. There's something down on the inside of me that wants to go to the house of God. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen to God. The Bible says, all they that love the light will gladly come to the light. If you love the light, you'll gladly come to the light. Amen. If people don't gladly come to the house of God, it's because there's something not right in their heart, and they need a heart transplant. They need a change of heart. They need God, amen, to get a hold of their heart. And God can get a hold of your heart, and he can give you a brand new heart. Come on, give him praise. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen to God. You know, you might have trouble sometimes. Amen. You can lose your prayer life. Amen. There's times you can be in a place that you desire to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. I can't help it, but I want to pray some more. You just can't help it. You want to pray constantly, or you want to get in the Word and read the Word. Like some people get on cell phones. You know, they got a desire to get on cell phone. You can't get them off of it. How many know what I'm talking about? There ain't nobody in here like that, but you all seen somebody like that, I know. They got a desire to get on it. You know what I mean? They got a desire to text. They got a habit of doing that, and they just can't get off of it. How many know God can change that and give you a heart after his heart? God can give you, Lord, have mercy. Amen to God. God give you a heart that make you want to read the Word of God and study the Word of God. Amen. God can give you that desire. I know this. I know that you can have a desire just like the man that had the axe head, amen, and lost it. You can have a desire to pray, or a desire to read God's Word, or a desire to go to church, or a desire to witness, amen, but if you're not careful, you can lose that desire. You can have a zeal for God. Amen. The Bible said, the Lord said, the zeal of thy house is eating me up. Amen. The Lord Jesus had a zeal for the house of God. Amen. There was a time that his parents came down to Jerusalem, amen, to pay their taxes. And the Lord was young, and he went with them. He was, I think he's about 12 or 13 years of age, and he came down with them. And when they departed, they were in a caravan. And when they left, that's not a van, that's a caravan of camels. That when they left, amen. When they left, the Lord wasn't with them, but it took about 3 days until they figured out Jesus wasn't with them. They lost Jesus, and they didn't even know it for about 3 days. Remind me of Samson, how that Samson, amen, went out and shook himself and did not even know that the Lord had departed from him. Some people can lose the Lord and not even realize that he's gone from their life. Talk to me, somebody. But they figured out that the Lord wasn't with them. Jesus is not with us. And so they had to turn back around, amen, and they had to go back to Jerusalem, amen, and they looked all over the place for him, and finally they found him, and he was in the temple. You know the story. It's a very famous story how that Jesus was in the temple, and he was in there talking the scriptures, amen, to the scribes and to the Pharisees, and they were astounded at his wisdom and at his knowledge. Someone that young that knew the law the way that he knew it, they knew the Word. They didn't realize he was the Word of God, amen, made flesh. And his mother came and said, son, amen, we've been looking for you everywhere. And he said, how come you've been looking for me everywhere? Did you not know I must be about my Father's business? They were looking everywhere, but they should have went right to the house of God first. Amen. And realized, amen, if you're going to find the Lord, you got to go to the house of God to find him. Come on, give him praise. And they found him. I'm just telling you, you can lose some things if you're not careful. You can lose your dedication. You can lose your consecration. Amen to God. There's a lot of things that you can lose out on, but thank God he can restore it back unto us. Amen to God. You can lose the cutting edge in your life. Amen to God. You can lose the anointing and the confidence. Amen. And the unction and you can lose the fervor and the fire and the zeal and the illumination. You can lose these things. Amen to God. But thank God he can give it back to you. Amen to God. Thank God that Lord, it's a miserable existence to sit there, amen to God, and be about doing things and your heart's not in it. How many know what I'm talking about? That's with anything in life. Amen to God. You can work at a job, but if your heart ain't in what you're doing, you won't stay at that job very long. You need to be loving what you're doing. You don't need to be working just for a paycheck. You need to be working, find something that you love doing. Amen. And do it with all your heart. The Bible says, whatever you find your hands find to do, do it unto the Lord and do it with all your heart. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise be unto God. Glory to God. Lord, I need a restoration in my life. God, I need a touch in my life, Lord. I need a change to take place in my life, God. Lord, God, at one time I had a zeal, Lord. Lord, we used to pray for hours, but God, I can't even pray anymore. Anybody ever been in that place? I can't even hardly pray anymore. Lord, I try to read the Word, and I get in the Word, and after I'm in there about 15, 20 minutes, I don't even remember anything I've read. I've just lost. I don't even know. I had to start off back at the beginning again and start reading again. I get lost in it again. Try to start reading again. Finally, amen, I get frustrated and have to close. How many know what I'm talking about? Lord, have mercy. Amen. You can lose the axe head. You can lose the cutting edge in your life if you're not careful. Amen. It's what this man did. He sat there and he was trying to build a house. He was trying to cut down some timbers. He was trying, Lord, have mercy, and the axe head flung off and went off into the stream, went off into the water, and he cried out, oh, man of God, I've lost the cutting edge. And the man of God said, where did you lose the cutting edge at? He said, right over here. He said, well, right over here is where you're going to find it, right where you lost it. Amen. Is where you're going to find it at. You can lose the cutting edge in your life. You can lose the fire in your life. You can lose the zeal in your life. Amen to God. But thank God, amen to God, that God is a God of restoration. Amen. God is a God that restores. Thank God for that. And that's what the Bible is about. Amen. The story of Israel as a nation, amen, starts off in the Word of God. It starts off with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 patriarchs. It starts off with God bringing forth a nation out of the land of Egypt. Amen. And God's dealing with that nation, how that nation somehow, amen, lost their zeal. They lost, Lord, how much they lost their way. Amen. But God said, though I make an end of all nations, I'll not make an end of you. God said, you'll not be reckoned amongst the nations of the earth. Amen. God don't reckon Israel as a nation amongst the nations of the earth. Israel is God's chosen nation, God's chosen people, his holy land. Amen to God. God says, if you depart from me, I will chasten you, but my loving kindness shall not depart from you. Come on, give God some praise. How God deals with the nation of Israel, amen, is how God will sit there and deal with people's lives. You can watch how God has dealt with the Jewish people. One man said one time, how do you know that God is real? And the man said, because of the Jew. You look at the nation of Israel, you look at the Jewish people, how that God has dealt with the Jewish people and how that he's still dealing with the Jewish people, how that God sat there and told them, I'm gonna do an end to the nation, amen, for a while. Amen. God says, I'm gonna scatter you out for the nations of the earth. Amen. And God scattered the nation of Israel amongst the nations of the earth. Amen. There wasn't even a nation of Israel for almost 2,000 years. Amen. God caused the Romans to change the name of the place over there to where there wasn't even a nation of Israel. Israel, amen, but God spoke, amen, because he declares the ends from the beginning. God knows all things. God says, but in the last days I will call to the nations to give you up. I'll speak to the north, the east, and the west and say, come, bring them back, amen. And God says, I'll bring you back. And God brought the nation of Israel back. And in 1948, there was a nation of Israel again after almost 2,000 years. God is a God of restoration. God watches over his word to perform his word. God says, my word shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that I've ordained it to do. He said, my ways are not man's ways, and man's ways are not my ways. My ways are high above man's ways. He said, my word shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that I've ordained it to do. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise be unto God. You can look at different people in the scripture. Amen. I was thinking about these different people. I was thinking about how that, amen, there was Daniel. You just did just one prayer. You take Daniel, for instance, how that he was a captive carried away off to Babylon. Amen. And how that Nebuchadnezzar chose, amen, some of the Israelites that were smart, that could speak different languages. Amen. And Daniel was one amongst them. And how that he was raised up to be made one of the presidents in that, or governor in that nation of Babylon. But there was other people there that did not like him. Amen. They didn't want him. They were jealous of him. Amen. They were jealous of his position, and they conspired against him. There's some of that going on in our country right now. Conspiracy to overthrow and defraud. And Lord, have mercy. Amen. But how many know, amen, that the Lord said there's nothing in secret that shall not be brought to light, amen, that'll be shouted from the housetops. Amen. How many know that God said, make sure your sin will find you out. Amen to God. And Daniel, amen, they conspired against him, and they couldn't find anything wrong in his life. Amen. The man was dedicated. He had consecration. The man loved God. Amen. And so they watched his life. They looked over him. They said, you know, if we're going to find anything concerning him, it's going to be about him and his God. Amen. And they saw that he was dedicated. They saw that this man prayed three times a day. Amen. Three times a day, the man went and opened his window up and prayed towards Jerusalem. And they said, this is how we'll get him. We'll get the king to pass a law, amen, to pass an oracle that no one can pray for 30 days. And the king didn't realize what they were doing. And so the king passed a law. No one could pray for 30 days. And all of a sudden, Daniel went up to his room like he'd been doing, and he began to pray. And they came, sure enough, and said, hey, old king, didn't you pass a decree? Didn't you pass a law that no one could pray? Amen. Well, look here. Here's your governor over here. Here's Daniel. Lord, he's not doing what you said. He's over there praying. And you said, amen, that he had had to go into the den of lions. Amen. And so the king had, his decree could not be overturned. The decree of the king had to be made done. And so they took him and they put him down. The king all night long tried to find out some way to keep Daniel. He loved Daniel. Amen. He respected Daniel. And he tried to find out some way to keep him out of there. But he could not find any way to keep him from there. And so he said, amen, maybe your God will keep you safe there. And they put him down in there, and he spent the night, the king did, all night long, amen, pacing the floor and praying, amen. Early in the morning, the king went out there, amen. They had the stone took off the den of lions, and with a lamentable voice, he cried, Daniel, are you all right? And Daniel says, yes, king, amen, God has come and shut the mouth of the lions. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And so Daniel was brought up out of the den of lions, and Daniel was restored back to the place that he had been in. Amen. The king brought him back up and restored him. Amen. Where he had been taken from him. He had lost the cutting edge. He had lost the resolve. He had lost his position. He had lost his place. But God sat there and restored it back unto him. Amen. God cut and closed the mouth of the lions. I mean, God can shut their mouths. Amen to God. God can shut a person's mouth up. God knows how to shut people's mouths up. Amen. God says, every conversation that rises up against my people, amen, I will condemn it. He says, your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every conversation that rises up against you in judgment, he says, I shall condemn, saith the Lord. Come on, give God some praise. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. After he restored them, he called for those that had the accusations against him, and he had their whole family, wives and children, all thrown down in the den of lions. Amen. But God didn't protect them. The lions seized upon them and broke their bones, and it was the end of them. God sat there and told them, he said, amen, I will sit there and I will restore my people. Lord, have mercy, and I'll cause these curses to come upon your enemies. God turned that thing back around. Amen. God caused it to turn upside down and inside out. God causes the plots of the enemy to be turned upside down. Lord, have mercy. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. There might be weapons formed against you. Amen. People might be plotting against you. Amen. But if you'll be faithful to God, amen, God will turn this thing around for you. I know he will. Lord, have mercy. Amen to God. The Bible says, amen, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary, and they'll walk and they shall not faint. God said, amen, that I'm a God of restoration, and I will restore my people back, amen, to the place. I'll raise them back up. I'll call streams in the deserts. Amen to God. I'll make you a sharp thrashing instrument having teeth. Amen to God. I'll cause you to thrash the mountains. Lord, have mercy. Amen. God is a God of restoration. Amen. Come on, give him some praise. He's worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Praise God. God knows how to take care of his people. Amen. Aren't you glad of that? Glory to God. Praise your name. And you can go on in the book of Daniel and take the other three, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You can go back and look at them also, or go by their original names. You can go back and look at them. Amen. How that, amen, God said, if you go through the floods, or you go through the waters, or if you go through the fire, it shall not be kindled upon thee. Well, that was going to be tried. Amen. If you go through the fire, it won't be kindled upon thee. God said, Lord, have mercy. And so another decree was given, amen, that if you bow down, amen, anyone bow down, they passed another law, amen, concerning them. And they wouldn't sit there. And they, when they played the music, when you hear the sound of the music, amen, you hear the beat of this drum, you'll bow down to this image that the king had made. Another king had come into play, and he'd made a statue. You, amen, and caused all people to bow down. Just when you hear the sound of the music, you're going to bow down. But they wouldn't bow down to it. We're not bowing down to anyone but God. We only bow our knees to the Lord. Amen. We serve him. We don't bow down to idols. Amen. We don't bow down to false gods. Lord, have mercy. Amen. So they brought them up on charge. Amen. And when they sat there and refused to bow down, Nebuchadnezzar got very angry about it and told them to heat up the furnace 7 times hotter than it ever was before. It was so hot that the guards that took them and threw them into the fiery furnace, that when they opened the oven doors of that furnace, it was so hot that it killed the guards. But it did not touch the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. They threw them into that furnace of fire. And the only thing that burned on them was the shackles that they had them bound up with. They had them bound up with some kind of cords. Amen. But the fire burned the cords off. And there they was inside of the furnace walking around. Amen. And the king looked in there and he saw someone else in there. It looked like the Son of Man. Amen. The Lord done come down, bend the heavens and come down. God done come down and got down into the furnace. With them, they were down there walking around in the fire, Lord, but the fire did not kindle upon them. God said, when you go through the floods, amen to God, when you go through the fire, it shall not kindle upon thee. Lord, have mercy. I really believe that story. I don't believe it's some fictitious story or some parable. Amen. I actually believe. I know there was a Nebuchadnezzar. I know the Babylonians existed. And I really believe that story is real. I really believe, amen, they were thrown in there. And I believe that God preserved them. And I believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same to 1,000 generations. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. Hallelujah. I mean, believe that. Glory to God. He's still a miracle worker. Right now, God's still a miracle worker. God works miracles. Glory to God. And thank God for that. I thank God we're serving a God that's able. Amen. That God's more than able. How many know that he is? Glory to God. I've seen him work miracles. I've seen God give miracles. Praise be unto God forevermore. Praise God. I've seen my mother at death's door. And I've seen God sit there and take her up from death's door. I've seen her lose, go down to 40-something pounds. Lord, have mercy. And the doctor said, it's over with. Amen. But we got to praying and crying out to God. Amen. And it wasn't over with. God caused her to gain weight again. Lord, have mercy. And God has sustained her, and God has kept his hand on her. Amen. Prayer has done that. Amen. Prayer has done that. Crying out to God has done that. Amen. How many know prayer works? Amen to God. I'm telling you, prayer will change things. They used to sing a song, I know that prayer, it changes things. I know prayer, it changes things. When I get down on my knees, I pray, Lord, help me, please. I know prayer, it changes things. They used to sing that song and they'd hold that thing. Amen. They'd hold that prayer. I know prayer, it changes things. I know prayer, it changes things. Amen. Talking about praying long. I know prayer, it changes things. How many know it will? Prayer change some things. When I get down on my knees and I cry, Lord, help me, please. I know prayer, it changes things. Lord, how many, you got to help me, God. Praise God. Brother Dale, prayer changed the situation, amen, that you get in. Prayer, amen, will change people. Lord, have mercy. Praise be unto God. Prayer can change some things. I've seen what prayer can do. Lord, have mercy. Amen to God. There's something about praying unto the Lord. Something God loves about people that will pray. When my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. How many know it takes humility to pray? I'm telling you, it takes humility to get down on your knees and really pray. Amen. Because you're fighting all kind of forces when it's time to really get down and pray. Lord, it's like a cat trying to find a place. Sitting there, you ever seen a cat trying to get something where he can lay down? Or, Lord, I've had a dog out there sit there and scratch the rug around trying to get it just right before you lay down. Amen. You're trying to pray. It's hard sometimes to, amen, Lord, have mercy, get things just right to pray. Amen. Every force trying to fight against you to keep you from praying. Lord, have mercy. The enemy don't want you praying because he knows, amen to God, what prayer do. He knows that God is a God of prayer, that God answers prayer. Amen. When people humble themselves and pray, it takes humility to pray. I'm telling you, it takes, amen, you have to humble yourself, amen to God. You have to get control of yourself. You have to make yourself sometimes. You're getting down there and you're going to pray. And we're not getting up. We're not going to stop. No, we're not going to watch TV. We're not going to do it. We're going to pray. Amen. We're going to get down there and stay and pray, amen to God, and see what God's going to do. You sing that song along about midnight hour. Lord, have mercy. Sometimes they had to stay there till midnight praying. Amen to God. You know, Jacob is a good example of that. Give me a few more moments and I'll quit. But Jacob is a good example of that. How that Jacob was coming back home and how that years ago that Jacob had wronged his brother. And here's years later and Lord, have mercy. He's coming home, and that's on the mind of Jacob. How that, amen, how that he'd wronged his brother. And someone said, hey, your brother's coming out to meet you. He got news of it. He has 400 armed men that's riding with him. Lord, have mercy. Amen. My brother's coming out to meet me with 400 armed men. Amen. It scared Jacob. Jacob got afraid, and he thought, Lord, have mercy. He looked at his family. He looked at his wives. He looked at his children. He looked at all that he had. Lord, have mercy. And it really troubled him. He thought, amen, this is it right here. I've wronged and it's coming back to get me after all this time. Amen. And the Bible says he crossed over this stream called Jabbok. Amen. And that stream means poured out. That word Jabbok means poured out. He went across that stream and he emptied himself out. He went across there desperate cry, began to cry out to God. Amen. Fell on the ground over there and began to cry out to God and began to wrestle the Bible. Bible says he wrestled. Amen. I believe he started wrestling with himself to start with. He was fighting his own self, his own desires. Lord, how much he got down there and began to wrestle. Amen. Then the Bible says he wrestled with God. Amen. And he wrestled with the angel of the Lord. Lord, how mercy. And the Bible says that it started breaking day, and the angel of the Lord sat there and told him, said, it's breaking day, turn loose of me. Amen. But Jacob wasn't going to turn loose of him. I'm not turning loose of you. Amen. Until I get blessed, until you give me the blessing. I'm not going to turn loose until I get the blessing. I'm not turning loose till I get a name change. Amen. I'm not turning loose till I get a new identity. I'm not turning loose. Amen. The angel reached down there and grabbed him in the hollow of his thigh and crippled him. And Jacob walked with a limp the rest of his life. Amen. But he wouldn't turn loose until the angel of the Lord began to bless him. The angel said, you have prevailed against the angel of the Lord. Amen. Your name shall not be no longer be called Jacob, but from now on, your name shall be called Israel. You're a prince, Lord. How mercy. Here's where you get the nation of Israel. Amen. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Lord, how mercy. God blessed him, amen, because he wrestled with the Lord. Amen. The God of people begin to wrestle with God. Amen. God loves to wrestle with people. If you'll wrestle with the Lord, ain't no telling what you might wrestle away from God. Lord, how mercy. I need a difference in my life. Get down and wrestle with God and get that difference in your life. Amen. I need a new change. I need a new start. I need a new car. I need something. Get down and wrestle with God and stay down there. Lord, how mercy. Until you get it. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They said this place we're living at is too narrow for us. We can't live like this. We can't live in this place. Amen. We're going to go down here and build us a place. Amen. Come along with us. Amen. They went down and the man, amen, lost the cutting edge. He lost the resolve. Amen. He said, I've lost it. I cried out. Amen. I've lost it. But thank God, amen, there is a restoration. Thank God, amen, God restores it back to you again. Let's stand to our feet. Let's bow our heads just for a moment. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're a God of restoration. I thank you, Lord God, no matter what the enemy has stolen from us, oh Lord God, I know that you're able to give it back. Oh Lord God, I know, God, that you're able to do abundantly above everything that we can ask. Oh Lord God, even thank, Lord, holy and righteous God. Holy Lord God, we've lost area in our life. We've lost ground, oh Lord God. We've lost illumination, consecration. But God, you're a God of restoration. Oh Lord God, there was a woman in the Bible whose life was fleeting from her. She was anemic. She was bleeding in her life. Lord, how mercy. She done spent everything she had on physicians, and they didn't help her. They just they took her money, and instead of making her better, she got worse. Lord, how mercy. But she made up her mind, if I could but touch just the hem of his garment, I know that I would find restoration. I know that I would be made whole. I know, Lord, how mercy. If I could just get to Jesus, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that it'll change. Will take place in my life. These things are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come. They're there for us, amen, to find hope. Amen to God. God has caused the scriptures to be there so that we can see and know that there is hope in him. Beloved, amen to God, your life might be fleeting from you, amen to God, but if you'll touch the hem of that garment, if you'll get down there upon your knees, that woman had to get down there and she had to crawl through the crowd. Lord, how much. The hem's not up there on his shoulders. It's down there by his feet. That woman, amen, she had an issue. Amen to God. She was unclean. Anyone that had losing blood was considered unclean. And they were supposed to stand off at a distance and not contaminate other people and cry out, don't come near me. I'm unclean. I'm unclean. People could pick up stones and they could stone them to death if they came into a close proximity and gave somebody, amen, what they they had. That woman was supposed to stand off at a distance, and she knew that, but she done made up her mind. I'm not living like this any longer. Amen. I'm tired of being weak. I'm tired of being frail. I'm tired of being anemic. I'm tired of being sick. Amen. I'm tired of the doctors. I'm tired of man. Amen. I've got to have a touch from the master's hand. Lord, have mercy. She got down upon her hands and her knees. She pressed through the crowd. The Bible said, amen, she pressed. It's a pressing way. The kingdom suffereth violent, and the violent must take it by force. You've got to press your way in. You've got to learn to bite, scratch. Lord, root hog or die. You have to get us, just make up your mind. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to get something from God. Praise God. God. Oh, God. Lord, I thank you for your kindness and your mercy, Lord. I worship you, Adonai. You're worthy. So worthy, Lamb of God. Lord, touch your people, Lord. Cause a hunger in the hearts of your people, Lord. Cause a thirst to take place, God. You promised to give a new heart, O Lord God. Take away the stony heart, God, and give a new heart, O Lord God. With your heads bowed just for a moment. This message has touched you. If God spoke to you in some way or another through this message, you want a change in your life. You need a change to take place in your life. Maybe, amen, maybe you've lost the ability to pray or to get in the Word of God, or maybe you're fighting to even go to the house of God. God spoke this message for some purpose and some reason. Amen to God. And I want to pray for you. Amen to God. If this message spoke to you, I want you to come and get out of your seat and come up here and stand just for a moment across this front. Amen. With your heads bowed and begin to pray. Amen. Everybody else, if you're not coming up, I want you to begin to pray for the people that do come up.